Good evening. This is what's happening in your world tonight.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. Let's hope tonight's All-Star game can be as one bit as amazing as the Home Run Derby was last night. What a show. The All-Star game going down from Cleveland tonight, and line movement in this one. The American League was minus 10 and then minus 15. It's all the way up to minus 125 now. NL plus 15 on there as dogs run line. NL plus 1.5, minus 180 if you like the plus 1.5 for the Pooch, and the AL minus 1.5, plus 160 if you like the American League by two or more. Game total stationary at 8.5 is your over-under. Verlander starts for the second time in his career for the American League. He also got the nod in 2012. And Ryu, that becomes the first ever Korean-born pitcher to start an All-Star game. The Dodgers ace having a great first half of the season. Only two of the last 11 All-Star games have gone over the total. And last year's 8-6 win for the American League marked the first time since 2005 in which double-digit runs were scored in the game. So that's a pretty rare feat there. Game time just after 7:30 from Progressive Field in Cleveland. We have updated MLB futures from the DraftKings Sportsbook. The Dodgers now the current favorites to win it all. They're 3-1 to win the World Series. They opened up at 8-1. Next up, the New York Yankees at plus 350 to win it all. They opened up at 6-1 at the start of the year. Astros, 4-1. Braves and Twins, they both round out the top five at 9-1. Mike Trout is the favorite to win AL MVP this year at minus 200. He opened up at plus 150. Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, plus 105 to win the NL MVP. He opened up the season 28-1. Justin Verlander, the Cy Young favorite at plus 180. Max Scherzer, the top choice for the NL Cy Young at plus 125. The baseballs are not juiced. This from MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. Manfred responding to many players who think the league is juicing the balls. Manfred is alarmed by the amount of home runs in baseball this year as well. A total of 1,142 homers were hit in June, setting a single-month record, besting the previous mark set in May of 1,135 dingers. He added baseball owners are not necessarily happy with the increased homers. They're actually concerned for the state of the game. MLBPA Tony Clark disagrees with Manfred, stating he believes the ball ball suddenly changed, and he doesn't know why it did, but he still thinks the balls are juiced. Former Major League outfielder David Segee believes the juice is well worth the squeeze when it comes to performance-enhancing drugs, and he doesn't think PED use is simply a matter of right or wrong. Players are suspended if caught using a banned substance, but teams cannot currently void contracts because of it. Segee says this leads to some players believing the chance to improve is well worth the risk of punishment. He admitted in 2006 he had a prescription for human growth hormone. At Wimbledon, Serena Williams was pushed to three sets on center court before beating fellow American upstart Allison Risky 6-4, 4-6, 6-3. Serena now advancing to her 12th Wimbledon semifinal. She's seeking an eighth title and 24th Grand Slam victory as well, while Risky was playing in her first quarterfinal at a major tournament. In another quarterfinal action, Simona Halep reached the Wimbledon semis for a second time after beating China Zhang Shui 7-6, 6-1, the final there. Barbara Strykova reached her first Grand Slam semi. She upset Joanna Konta 7-6, 6-1. And Alina Svitolina came back from down both sets to take out Karolina Muchova 7-5, 6-4 to reach her first ever Grand Slam semi. So here are the way the women's semis are set. From the betting perspective, Serena Williams minus 400 versus Barbara Strykova. Strykova plus 300. Simona Halep, she is minus 220. Alina Svitolina, she stands at plus 180 to move on. The men's quarter set for tomorrow morning, bright and early in London. Roberto Bautista Agut is a minus 500 favorite versus Guido Pella. Pella plus 350. Novak Djokovic takes on David Goffin. The Joker minus 2,000. Goffin a 10-1 dog. Roger Federer battles Kai Nishikori. Federer minus 900. Nishikori is plus 550. And Rafa Nadal, he takes on Sam Querrey. Nadal minus 100, Querrey is plus 160. In the NHL, the 2000 crop of arbitration-eligible restricted free agents had their hearing date set today. Among the most prominent players, St. Louis Blues goaltender Jordan Binnington, he's scheduled for a hearing on July 20th if he and the Stanley Cup champs don't get a deal done beforehand. Last summer, 40 of 44 ultimately signed with their respective teams before reaching their meeting dates. All hearings are going to be held between July 20th and August 4th, and the Colorado Avalanche, they've signed head coach Jared Bednar to a two-year extension that'll keep him behind the bench through the 2021-22 season. 48-year-old helped the Avs to a 38-30-14 record, and they reached the second round of the Stanley Cup Finals this past spring. The Las Vegas Golden Knights, they've signed goaltender Malcolm Subban to a one-year deal worth $850K. The 25-year-old played in 21 contests for the Golden Knights, posting an 8-10-2 record with a .293 goals against and .902 save percentage. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. It's going to have a fun day today before the All-Star Derby. We almost hit all the bets, but Josh Bell really screwed us last night. Stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage, Hour 1, coming up now.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decision. Red Heat and Rage, our radio now daily from 5 until 7. Starting on Monday, we'll be at the FanDuel Meadowlands, the sportsbook, broadcasting from 5 to 7, and then from 8 until 10. From 8 until 10 as well. So we're going to be bringing it. Most talk show hosts take the summer off and take vacations. We're adding shows. We're not playing around. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart steps up and in. We've got 120 minutes to do this. Let's rock. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morency? Yeah, good night last night. Congrats to you on Pete Alonso. Great home run derby. I know a lot of people laugh at baseball, but man, those guys put on a display last night, and I think it helped the sport. Great entertainment, man. That was one of the best home run derbies I can remember in recent memory. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, I've been saying this for a couple of years, and this has come from some. You know how much I love the NBA, and I used to love the NBA slam dunk competition. But the Major League Baseball home run derbies become, in my opinion, Cam, the number one all star skills event in sports. Nobody cares about that hockey skill stuff where they're skating around and shooting at the Canadian Tire targets.
Hockey is the worst. They need to talk to baseball and figure it out.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Figure it out. It's true. Have something cool where you have guys like drill slap shots at the goalie. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Let's have a chick from Team Canada in the U.S. Race against Mitch Marner and go through pylons. It's like, come on, guys. Like, come up with something cool. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be something out there.
Yeah, but I would do like with the goalie and sort of like breakaway competitions and like slap shots, and you can make it cooler than it is. Just tweak it a bit. But anyways, the baseball, it's been a few years now, actually. You know what? I was just burnt out from the Vegas trip, so I wasn't like all fired up about it yesterday. But once it got going, I was like, yeah, damn, it's pretty damn good. Let's be real. The format blows. This matchup stuff sucks. Pete Alonso hits 14 home runs, 14-13.
Yeah.
How does Vladimir Guerrero? Cam, the all-time record was 60 home runs for the total night before. The guy hits 91 home runs.
91 home runs. Yeah, and
loses. He doesn't win. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets punished. He's tired. He got punished because he hit so many damn home runs.
I'm with you. At first, I thought the bracket format was cool. Now you got to do each guy steps up, and then you eliminate four. Then you go, yeah, you do it that way because it's not right. Alonso's also not tired because he hit 30 home runs. Like, what does Guerrero doing there? And I can't believe he actually wasn't as tired. Like, that guy showed a lot of guts last night. I know he really wanted that $1 million. You could tell the rookies worked harder, Gabe. They want that extra cake. They're not dummies. But you're right, though. They have to change the format. It's not right. He was rested. That's the only reason he won.
Yeah, well, that's it. I heard they said, oh, Pete Alonso is giving a portion of his winnings to charity. And I'm thinking, what do you mean, a portion?
With the Guerrero. Yeah.
Because I thought it was like 50K or something like that. I'm like, oh, it's $1 million. Alonso hasn't made a lot of money yet either, right? Like, it's true.
That's true.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Now 5 to 7, no despair. We're adding a live show. We're going to be at a FanDuel sportsbook starting on Monday. We'll be broadcasting from there. Cam will be holding it down in the bunker with a great new backdrop. and we'll be rocking. They'll be breaking down the games, and then after we give the picks, I'll hang around, get my bets in at the book, and then 8 till 10, we'll do a little live in-game betting, and then the show is going to expand until midnight. And no, I can't do it until midnight and then do the morning show. But
you a Red Bull, a five-hour energy shot, you're going to be all right, buddy. You robot.
Yeah, you're going to work. Yeah, you do the show too, Yang, with me, buddy.
I'll be there with you, man. That's what we do. We grind.
I'll see you at the sports book, Yang.
I'll probably last a couple days when I call out sick.
You need a mattress, Gabe. You might as well get a hammock or a mattress there. You're going to be sleeping there, living there at the book. That's a lot of hours, buddy.
I will have an office.
Nice. Yeah, just set up a George Costanza bed under the desk.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about that.
Fold out. Me. Why not? Snooze. Up. You have the alarm. Yeah. Okay, bats. Bang, there we go.
Yeah, but Yang's gonna be back at Master Control. He's gonna be in the pit.
Oh, yeah.
But it is true. Somebody's gonna be out there with me. I don't know who it's gonna be, but there's gotta be someone. It's not just gonna be me, right? So like it's funny, part of the job description is basically, you know, just make sure everything's on, everything's fine and stuff. Everything's kind of automatic, the cameras will be automatic and all that, but yeah, you need somebody there because I'm on the air if something goes wrong.
Tech guy, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And also, they're the runner. They're the bet runner camp. Because, like, when I'm doing the live show, I'll be like, all right, let's put $50 on the Pirates right now, plus $350. Run over. You know what I mean? And so whoever's there is going to be, like, the show runner. So
I'll take that position, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Plus, I'll learn how to lose my money, too.
I don't know who it's going to be yet, but they better get ready because, you know what I mean? I'm going to be bringing it. You know me, Cam. Like, we're all business at the book, right?
They're going to need me here, Master Control, to make sure everyone's sitting
here. Go get that Dodger bet.
Yeah, listen to this one. And it won't be one bet a night. They better get comfortable shoes because you'll be making a lot of trips to the book. So, yeah, and go get a pair of new sneakers, hopefully with air in it. Yeah, you'll be running.
That's what I do, man. I wear the Nikes with the Air Max bubble in them.
Correct. You and I always talk about this, Cam. We're like, you know, don't want to go through the daily grind of gambling, but it's kind of tough when you're hosting a gambling show. Now they're dropping me a book to do a live in-game show.
I got to be honest with you.
Like, FanDuel should give me $100 to play with on a nightly basis. Like, I should get some voucher. Yeah.
I agree. Like, what you got to negotiate, I'm not sure. They give you at least a $50 voucher and a grilled cheese and a ginger ale just to keep you happy. They should be you should be getting fed. And
so what, I make a couple of bucks to do the show, and I got to bet it. Like, what kind of gig is that? You go to work, you're forced to bet it.
You're not going
to
win everything.
Imagine, like, working at a factory, and they're like, at the end of the day, like, all right, man, you got to put the $150 you made down right now on one hand. Let's go.
You know what? Listen to this, though. I'll use this equation. You met my buddy Big Mike. He worked at PepsiCo, right? He used to work at the Pepsi factory. And you used to do that, too, when you're younger. Like, he told me, he got the time, like, they go home with gift bags, cases, vouchers, all sorts of stuff. So, and he's only making cola. So,
and after you work at the Pepsi factory, which I did, you don't want to drink it after. It's one of those deals. Like,
I want to see where it's
going. I will bring George Kurtz in. One thing you'd like, though, I told you this. Instead of like water fountains, they have like free fountain soda in the hallway everywhere there.
I got to be honest with you, it'll kind of turn
it's
you off.
It's not bad, actually. Like for lunch, lunch though, you want to get a nice.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst. You want a refreshing water. Oh, yeah, it's with Pepsi. Oh. Screw it. Buy your own water.
Damn it up. Let's bring George Kurtz in. You did get a bottle a day to go with.
Nice.
George Kurtz, what's up, George?
You know, guys, as someone who pretty much lives on Pepsi, that last little bit is something I just did not need to hear.
I worked at it was a Pepsi place. The thing is, it was like a combination, George and Cam, of like a peep show and movie theater. Like every step you take, you know what I mean? Like you're sort of walking in like soda, everything's sticky, Cam, right?
Yeah, that's
and it's just overwhelming. Like you just smell the syrup. But the thing is, and it's kind of nasty. And then word of no lie, because I was just a dumb kid, right? Getting paid like less than I should have. I used to go to those like workplaces where they just send you to work. I wasn't really a Pepsi employee. I was just working there. You know what I mean? Making less than people that did. And And So I had the job of like pulling out the defective bottles. And the same thing, Cam, like, you know, cigarette butts, dead mouse. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. It's like that movie. What was it? Bob and Doug McKenzie, the hockey thing? The whole goal was that there was a rat in their beer and what was it, Strange Brew. And they basically, the whole theme of the movie is to try to get free beer from the company and put a rat in their beer. Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right. So just quick update right now. We're on Croatia. Croatia plus 14. They're losing by 5 with 40 seconds left. And Oklahoma City has outscored 21-6 in the fourth quarter, a furious comeback to avoid an upset loss here to Croatia. I thought the Croats were getting too many points. China beat the Phoenix Suns last night. Like, come
nice.
On, man. These are summer.
China.
Like I said on the show earlier today, on the morning show, Cam, I don't know if I would lay 13.5 points with the real Oklahoma City Thunder against the Croatian national team, let alone the summer
league
team.
You. I like, couldn't agree
on,
more.
Give me the 14 points. But let's pat ourselves on the back, because last night we gave you Pete Alonso and Vlad Guerrero Jr. How about that, Kurtz? We gave them Alonso and
Mel ruined a perfect night.
He screwed our parlay.
That parlay was huge, too. Oh, man, that parlay, everybody but Bell. Damn it. That sucks.
What do you think, George, of the format? Because, like, we're talking Vlad Jr. hits 91 home runs, but he doesn't win. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, no matter what format you use, it's going to be unfair some way. I mean, what are you just going to use? Say, okay, you got 10 minutes, hit as many as you can, that's it, you're done. I mean, any way you do it, there's going to be an arbitrary stop, right, after a certain round. And unfortunately for Vlad, yes, Jock Peterson was with him, lock, step, and barrel, so he had to keep hitting, keep hitting, and keep hitting. Peterson, too? If he wasn't playing Guerrero, he would have gone on. Yeah,
I know.
So it was unfortunate, but that's the way it is. I don't think there's any perfect way. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I was entertained. I want to see 900-foot home runs. I saw 900-foot home runs, what I wanted to see. So I didn't care who won the damn thing, but it was entertaining. It was fun to watch on TV. So I have no complaints.
It's way less annoying, isn't it, Cam, without Chris Berman going back all night?
Oh, I know something was different, and I'm like, this is great. Like, the whole thing, like, from front to back, I was entertained, and baseball really did themselves a solid last night. Yeah, the whole thing was very, like, it wasn't annoying at all. It was memorable. It was cool. They did a really good job last night. I know people are concerned about the kids. I got to be honest with you. I'm not really, like, I don't see, like, everyone's, oh, my God, they shouldn't. Like, keep your head up. The balls are coming in and stuff. I think the kids are going to be fine, and they're deep enough in the outfield where they're not going to take, like, a liner or anything off their head. They know what they're doing out there, Marazzi.
Come on.
People on Twitter are like, watch out for the kids. I'm like, come on. I think they know what they're doing. They're fine.
I'm actually surprised. What about you, Kurtz? Aren't you surprised that one of these 9-year-old girls doesn't take a line drive to the face more often? Even a pop fly, Cam. It's a big leaguer pop fly. All right?
It is.
I can get it. People, dude, the Fantasy Sports Network softball game, that Mikey dude ended up in the hospital after the first inning. Right to the face. Busted his face open. Yeah, he tried to pull like a Brooks Robinson one-handed, like on his knee, like third, like, instead of just getting out of the way, like an idiot. He tried to make a play on the ball.
So you want the kids to wear gear? How about,
no,
you want
I don't think there should be. No, I would have more like players out there. I'd have, like, little leaguers, you know what I mean, from the area, as opposed to, like, there probably is. I don't know. It's probably, like,
a sponsor. How about having people who can catch out there? Did they catch one fly ball the whole game out there, those bunch of kids? The outfield
That's
is
your
the future in a lot
Kurtz.
Of trouble.
Kurtz is mad they didn't catch him.
They were terrible. You can't judge a fly ball.
Yeah, bad skills.
Well, it's easy to misplay it. They're going to take a ball in the face. Would you send your kids out there, Kurtz?
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. One, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Two, make a deposit. And three, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly, because this offer is not going to be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
84-76 final score. Oklahoma City Thunder. Summer League team. They outscore Croatia 25-7. Croats are going to have a long flight back to Croatia. They're going to remember, man, we really blew that against the Thunder. they were up, Cap. They were up by, Croatia outscored them 24-11 in the third quarter. They were up by 10 points going into the fourth quarter, but they got outscored by 18 in the end. Anyways, we get the cover, we cash it, we move on. We're in conversation with George Kurtz right now. All right, let's get into the actual All-Star game here this evening, guys. So, National League versus American League. Currently, the American League now -116. National League +102. Total is 8.5. Looking at the numbers here, guys, six straight wins for the American League. 18-4 in the last 22. And 24-6 in the last 30. So to say that it's been a dominant run by the American League in the All-Star game would be an understatement. But you know what? I like the National League tonight.
So do I.
I like the National League. I'll throw it to Kurtz and then you, Cam. So, Kurtz, who do you like in this game? And I'll get the lineups up here, the rosters. But to me, the pitching of the National League just feels a little more athletic and younger and deeper. And I like the pitching of the National League a little bit more than I do the American League. What do you think of the All-Star game tonight?
Yeah, we got a consensus, guys. I went the National League as well. You mentioned the pitching. I agree with you there. But just look at the lineups. I mean, Acuna's batting ninth. That's how crazy the National League lineup is. So I'm big on the National League tonight as well. I know if you're going by history, it says the American League should win. They just always seem to manage to find a way to win here. But I wasn't going to bet. I thought I'd be reffing tonight, but now I am going to be home, so I am going to have a wager. It won't be big, because I think it can be tough to judge these games, how much these players actually do want to play, or if they care, or just want to get the hell out of there after three innings and go on their vacation. But I'm going to have something on the National League. I'm toying with the under, 8.5. I always think now, you know, pitching is so far ahead of hitting, it should stay under. But then I think, oh, Tanaka's pitching. Who the hell knows what's going to happen in this? So definitely the National League for me. You think? But still going to be a lot of solo.
We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to the total. Cam?
I'm with you. I think the National League's a great pick tonight. I also love the fact that the line opened up basically a pick'em American League to 15 cents to 19 cents. Now I'm seeing 25 as much as 30 on some books that, you know, covet favorites. I think the National League up and down their lineup is deeper. The only concern I have, Ryu, I hope he can do some damage, get out of a couple innings with a clean slate, because after that, I think it's going to be the National League. Worry about them getting to Verlander, but I'm not going to make any first inning bets. I'm just going to take the National League to get it done. I could see them winning like a 5-2 type of game. I think it stays just under the number, but I haven't bet the total yet. I'm all in on the National League.
I've generally bet the under here, guys. I've generally bet the under of the All-Star game as well over the years. But in today's day and age, in which the National League seven of their eight starters have 20 or more home runs. Like, the balls are super juiced, and I just, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to take you need like a brilliant pitching effort all the way through. And even though in the All-Star game, and I'll disagree, George, in a sense that I don't think there's any debate. I think baseball players they care a lot about the All-Star game. I think they're all in, but when you have so many pitchers, by chance, one of the pitchers is going to struggle. Even a good guy, someone's going to get hit. Someone's going to have an off night. Someone's going to say, you know what? God, my arm hurts. So I got to get out. Like, you know, there's so many different pitchers that come into the game. It's not like one guy's just going to carry this for six innings. It's sort of like we talked about a Cam with Ned Yost. Yeah, it's cute and stuff when you're in the playoffs and you're starting your relievers, but remember I told you it's like playing blackjack? you're making a lot of decisions you don't have to. You're sitting there for a long time. And eventually it's going to backfire. Then, yeah, I'm getting this guy in. I'm getting this guy out. Like, exactly. I sort of see there's going to be one or two guys that'll struggle and get hit a bit, I think.
That's the problem that I have, too, when managers try to get cute. You know, you're using arms. You're burning arms. You do, oh, this and this and this and all the matchups, and then you're in a really close game. Then you're in extra innings. Then you're toast. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of the time, I think they should just kind of set back and let things play out. I see a lot of overmanaging. I agree with you 100%. I just think it's a real statement game for the National League, too. They're sick and tired of hearing the American League's won six in a row and all this. I think they really put forward tonight, and they kick some ass.
Just for the record, so the starting lineups, the batting orders, Christian Yelich, of course, the it's the first time since 2014. It's actually in an American League park, too. Christian Yelich, Javier Baez, Freddie Freeman, Cody Bellinger, Nolan Arenado, Josh Bell, Wilson Contreras, Kettle Marte, Acuna, and then Ryu pitching. That's as good as he gets, that lineup. I mean, it's really it's a damn solid lineup. You look at the American League, Springer, LeMahieu's been on fire, Mike Trout.
He sure has.
Carlos Santana, J.D. Martinez, Alex Bregman, Gary Sanchez, Michael Brantley, Jorge Polanco, Justin Verlander, who is very vocal about the balls being just, listen, they're both great, great lineups. But to me, the difference is, George, we talked about it, is get into the pitching here. I guess some of these guys aren't available tonight, but like this National League pitching roster is as deep as it gets.
As far as I know, everybody is available that they told us. The guys who couldn't didn't show up, didn't go. Right, anybody pitched on Sunday didn't go. The advantage to
so Scherzer, Scherzer pitched what Saturday, right? So,
but he said he has a bad back, so he may be a guy you don't see.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I said you don't know what these things. I'm actually a little surprised that Scherzer went at all because he would have a legitimate excuse. He just had a baby. If he wanted to stay home, I wouldn't blame him one little bit.
He's a competitive son of a bitch. That's why he's there.
Yeah, the American League should be thrilled if he's not pitching today. All right, I wouldn't want to face him either. But that being said,
Scherzer would hit his baby if it was crowded in the plate. Like, Scherzer's as competitive as they get.
The baby would certainly get 98 mile per hour fastballs. I don't know.
That's the true story with Roger Clemens. I mean, before he got married, Clemens, he went on a date with his future wife. And, of course, he took her to a batting cage. And he actually, hit her with a pitch. Said, hey, you're too close to the plate there, baby. That's the competitive.
Harsh. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, true story. Rushed her back.
I can't advocate that on a first date. Sorry, man. That's
at least got to get to know her first and realize she's annoying you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
That's what makes him who he is. That's what makes him who he is.
Yeah, well, that's not a good thing, man. That's just stupid.
All right.
But
I don't
anyway,
think he hit her. He brushed her back. I'll read. I'll get the quote.
He brushed her back.
He brushed her back.
That's great.
Okay, so we're all on the National League. Wow. Six in a row.
Weird.
We're fading the trend here.
No, it's good. It's a good pick tonight. We're in on it. It's going to happen, buddy. It's going to happen.
Okay, so
really
totals. Totals. 8.5 just feels too low, Cam.
Yeah, it's low. You don't want to mess with these totals, though, Gabe. What is it, 12 out of the last 16 under the number? I think last year, what was it, the first time since 2005, double-digit runs. But, yeah, in today's that's what you set up. You talked about the one thing, long ball. That changes everything. You got a nice 2-3-run jack there. So soon that's a maintainable total. What do you think, George? You're pretty good with the totals usually when we do the weekend show. I'm more of a sides guy, but what do you think about that total?
I mean, I like the pitching. I think it all sets up for the pitching because no batter is going to face the same pitcher twice, especially as the innings go on. Verlander may go two innings. Ryu may go two innings. And after that, it's all this guy's got to pitch because the manager's all worried about getting everybody an inning or at least a batter. You know, that's all they care about in this thing. So it's going to be very difficult for the hitters here. They're going to face so many guys throwing mid-90s. I mean, I lean towards the under, but it is low. I'm not betting it. I'm not going to bet the under. I don't trust it one way or the other. I think my mind is telling me it should go over, but my head's it's also telling me, listen, pitchers are ahead of the batters here. They're all going to try and hit home runs, and they may not be able to get a lot of strikeouts tonight. I'm not going to touch the over-under.
And you know what? In the last 10 years, guys, how many times it's gone over 8.5 runs? Twice.
Yeah.
Last year was 8-6. Year before was 2-1. Year before that was 4-2. Year before that it was 6-3. So, you know, in the last 4 years, we've gotten over twice, over an 8.5. But before, you know, 5-3, 3-0, 8-0, 5-1, 3-1, 4-3, 4-3, 5-4, 3-2. You know, just historically, it's been a lower-scoring game. Like, it's not a track meet. Yeah, and it's true. Like, the pitching. How about this, too, guys? With the wins, too. It's gone back and forth. I'm seeing 44-43 here. 44-43, but I don't really see how this is. Well, I guess they haven't played it all the time, but the first All-Star game was in 1933. Next year, the home run derby and all that's going to be off the hook. It's in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium. You want entertainment and stuff, they're going to bring that big time next year. So I'm going with the over. I don't, you know, it's a toss-up, but I'm going to go with the over, guys. We'll get an MVP pick on the other side. I've got someone locked in here. MVP pick. And take a look at the second half of baseball a little bit, but let's talk a little fantasy football, actually. Wide receiver rankings. I'm not sure I agree. Get George Kurtz and Cam Tate.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time decisions, Red Heat Bridge Radio, continue to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gable Red, of course, out of Rico Renee, Cam Stewart, George Kurtz joining us. George is now breaking down fantasy football on a daily basis, which is good stuff. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes, but just quickly here on the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We're all three of us are on the National League, so run to the sports book right now. Run over to the FanDuel book. Or get on your DraftKings app, your points bet app, and take the American League. Since all three of us are saying the National League. But all kidding aside, I do think the National League gets it done this evening. As far as the MVP, obviously, you know, it's tough to call, and we're throwing darts here. But I'm looking, guys, at a player who's the third selection on the board here. So the favorite to win the MVP is Mike Trout. At plus 950, you know, Joe Ranieri raised a good point this morning when he stated, basically, anytime you get Mike Trout at plus 950 to do anything, take it. And he's actually a two-time All-Star MVP. So he has won twice. He went back-to-back, actually. I believe it was in 14 and 15. And, yes, that is correct. 2014 and 15, he went back-to-back winning the MVP. Christian Yelich is the second choice at 11-1. My choice, gentlemen, Cody Bellinger, 12-1. Cody Bellinger, 12-1. Bregman is 20-1. Bregman won the MVP last year. DJ is 20-1. We were talking about him being hot. Gary Sanchez, your boys, some Yankees, 20-1, George. Cubs, Javier Baez, 24-1. Mets, Alonzo's 24. Acuna is 24. Now, there's a debate here. It's not a pitcher. It's never a pitcher because the pitchers don't pitch long enough. So it's not a pitcher. Now there's a debate. Well, do you do a starter because he's only going to play a couple of innings? Or do you roll the dice, Cam, on one of these guys that could come in late? You know what I'm saying? Some guy comes in late, gets a big hit. And it also depends this on the total and what's going on. If this is a 2-2 game and it's a 3-2 game in the seventh inning and Jeff McNeil comes in and gets a two-run double, he can win MVP.
For right? sure.
But if it's one of these, like, slugfests and it opens up a bit, and the starters do get a couple of at-bats, guys, looking at the track record, starters have won this before. Because this is a debate. Do you take one of the bench guys late, or do you go with a starter that's going to get a couple of at-bats? my bold prediction is that Cody Bellinger hits a home run off of Verlander in the first inning. So who do you got, Cam, as the MVP?
I'm going to go with Freddie Freeman at 20-1. I think Freddie Freeman is the type of guy to get a clutch hit in a tight game, that type of situation. And this is a beautiful thing, guys, from the betting perspective, because you get guys at 20, 25, 30-1. So you can afford to make, you know, four or five small unit bets to win, or you can bet a little to win a lot. It's kind of like a golf tournament with some of these odds, 25, 30, 33, 40. That's basically, it's a small field golf tournament, Gabe, and you're getting guys at 40-1 and not 126 guys teeing it up, right? So think about it that way from a mathematical perspective. I know George is
a
mathematician.
You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is, I do this stuff every week for golf, right? But there's not 126 guys.
What about Acuna, 24-1?
I love that.
Like, Arenado, 26-1?
Take five bets. You take four National League guys and an American League guy and, you know, and hope for the best. You don't even have to go full units. You just, these odds are crazy, man. It's well worth doing.
Bookie like, bets is 44-1. Bookie
that's
bets.
Crazy. That's I know. No, you're getting wicked odds. I wish I get golf tournament deep, odds like this for these guys.
That's how deep that team is, George. Mookie Betts not even a starter.
I mean, first of all, I look at it this way. Cam said, I'm a math guy, so I try and do this somewhat strategically. There's no way of really knowing who's going to win this, or really, but I'm betting on the National League tonight, so therefore, I think a National League player is going to win it. As Gabe already said, you don't bet on a pitcher. There's no way they're around long enough. You know, I don't think it was Chapman going to throw two innings of scoreless relief in the eighth and ninth. That's not going to happen, so I'm not going to go that direction here. I agree with you. I think it has to be a National League player. I think it has to be somebody in the top of the lineup. My first thought, I really want to go someone like Ronald Acuna, but he's batting ninth. I don't know if he'll get two at-bats. He may not be around the fourth.
That's why I like
Bellinger.
He's batting cleanup. He's batting cleanup.
I agree, and I like Cam's
Bellinger.
Choice too, by the way. I like Cam's Freeman. Choice as well. But I'm going to go with Javi Baez because lefty on righty matchup with you, that maybe he can put one out. That's my only reasoning here, and I think he'll get two at-bats. He's batting second. I expect him to bat again even late in the third inning or the fourth inning. So I think he'll get two at-bats. Maybe he can hit one out off Ryu. He won't face Ryu the second time, but that's the only reason I'm going with that. I have no problem with Bellinger or Freeman as well. I think they're good picks. But since I'm betting on the National League, it has to be a National League player for me.
I don't know if a pitcher's ever won this, actually.
No, and
maybe
I
maybe back
that
in the
guy.
Day so, when they pitched longer.
So think about
it. You know what?
So think about this.
1986, guys.
Who
Roger Clemens. Sorry,
Roger Clemens. I remember Roger Clemens won. Yeah, I remember him winning a long time ago. That's the thing. So you're getting Bellinger at 11 or 12-1. I see Freeman at, on my book, he's 22. Most places, you know, 20, between 20 and 25. George, your Baez pick, I'm seeing 20s. This is where you go, right? Like, I'm
just,
with you.
You're
like,
hoping. You're throwing a dartboard up there. I'm just hoping that he can get one out of
good darts, though. They're good darts.
And Verlander does give up home runs. Verlander does give up home runs. I think he's given up 18 home runs this year. He does give up home runs.
I just want to bring up.
We should all bet each other's guys. Just to get a little unit on air. We take Bellinger, Baez, and Freeman. Let's do it.
I just want to bring up
11-1.
Sonny Gray's on the All-Star game, gentlemen. Maybe he was throwing too many. They were forcing him. Kurtz, remember we talked about this. Just wasn't a good fit in New York for him.
No, some guys don't pitch well under you know, bright lights of New York. The only thing that makes sense to me about his comment that they were forcing him to do it, well, then why did you pitch so much better on the road than at Yankee Stadium? Were they not forcing you on the road? Because his numbers on the road were good. It was only at Yankee Stadium. That just leads me to believe, once again, you couldn't pitch in New York.
It was in his head.
We see this over and over again. It was in his head. It absolutely was. Good for him. I have nothing against Sonny Gray. I'm glad he saw his career turned around. Good for him.
I'm just patting myself on the back. As I said, he didn't suck. Remember, Cam, you and I defended him. For years.
I will always defend Sonny Gray. And we've defended another guy who's pitching well this year, too, Lynn. Another Lance Lynn's another guy. He gets out of town, and you think Texas would be a crazy place to pitch. He's pitching his ass off. Hey, guys, I saw George. I know we're not going to talk too much hockey, but I saw the landscape photograph of Belmont Park. It looks absolutely fantastic. It's happening, George. Shovel in dirt. They can't go back.
No. There's no shoveling dirt yet. They just approved the train station, but there's no shoveling dirt yet.
They're going to go do it. They have to do it now. They got it, Kurtz.
I
saw that. There's no shovel yet.
There's no shovel yet, but it does look promising. It does look promising.
They got archaeological. They got guys who designed building pictures.
They've had that for a year.
$1 billion arena project moves into final stages.
Final stages.
Final stages. Yeah, we're not there yet, though.
We're very close, Gabe. Very close.
Listen, it's getting there. If they're building, exactly, with the train station and stuff. So
Architects' designs and stuff and photos, and it looks amazing.
They've had that for a year. I've seen those designs before, Cam. They've had those for a year. Right, nothing has really changed other than they approved the train station, which is a great sign, because the only reason you're putting a train station in Elmont is purely for Belmont Racetrack. I used to live there. There's no other reason for it. There's not enough racing year-round for Belmont to have a train station. It's purely for the Islanders. So it's definitely a very good sign. I'm hopeful, but Nassau County and all the crap that's gone down over the years, until I see cranes there, put some shovel in dirt, I'm going to have some reservations. And they are already behind schedule. This was supposed to be done 3 months ago.
All right, George Kurtz with us. I wanted to get to some fantasy football. Fantasy football is coming. It's around the corner. And, I was reading about the Green Bay Packer offense. It all started because Manny Lawson said, or is it Manny or Ty, whatever, man. Tyler Lawson, kid out of NC State, said that Aaron Rodgers is easy to sack. And he wasn't talking smack. He just said that he stands in a pocket, and he was a rookie, and he had a bunch of sacks. And he said, I sacked him like three times in a game. And he said the hard guys to sack are the young quarterbacks that they protect, and they throw the ball right away. Like, he wasn't insulting Rodgers. He just stated that he stands in a pocket for a long time, so he's easier to get to. Everyone's so high on the Packers this year. And, I've always been a Devontae Adams fan. I've often drafted this guy in my fantasy football leagues over the years. But he's sort of locked into a stone-cold number two here with a lot of people, with DeAndre Hopkins. So would you guys, the rankings I'm looking at right now at Fantasy Pros, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., Michael Thomas, and then Smith-Schuster. I don't know if I agree with this, to be honest with you. Like, the number one thing that stuck out to me, Kurtz, is Michael Thomas, I think, is too low at five. I'd gladly let other people take Julio Jones. Julio Jones doesn't get touchdowns. Devontae Adams is great, but he's dependent on Aaron Rodgers not getting hurt. And Rodgers does seem to get hurt. New offense, Odell Beckham, new offense in Cleveland. God knows it's going to happen there. I don't know. I just find these rankings normally, like, they're so set in stone, George, that you can't really debate them. But I look at these WR rankings this year, and I think it is debatable.
I would agree with you to a point that they're debatable, but they're just mixing up the first couple of guys. I would take any of them. Hopkins is the only one I'm not debating. I think, to me, he is the number one. And after that, I'll worry about after that. Adams, you mentioned Rodgers has gotten hurt over the past couple of years. So, yes, he is dependent on A-Rod staying healthy, but so is every other wide receiver. Thomas,
yeah,
I'm bugging you about Thomas. I'm not really worried about Michael Thomas. He's great. Drew Brees regressed in the second half last year, and he's up there in age. I think that's going to continue this year.
Got tired.
It has nothing to do with
– right.
He's just up there. They're not going to throw the ball as much. He can't throw the ball as much. As the season goes on, his arm gets tired. You can see it. It's just the way it is. Father Time's going to, it's going to catch up to you. It's going to win. I don't think that's going to change this year. Love Michael Thomas, but you also saw in a couple of games last year, against the Rams in the playoffs, the Cowboy game the week at the Thanksgiving, when teams say, hey, we're taking away Michael Thomas, it's tough for them to find a secondary receiver. I think
they don't have a legitimate number two ever there, right?
That's the problem.
They used to have Cooks and Thomas. It's different now.
Yes, and I think that's the issue. I think teams are looking to take away Thomas more.
So that's the whole thing. Well, guys, I remember this when Brandon Cooks left and then everyone elevated Thomas, and you remember people got mad. He didn't get a lot of touchdowns, but he still had a million catches, etc. In that, I brought it up. I'm like, all right, now he's dealing with double teams. Before, he was the number two guy, right? So now this is a classic example of the exact same situation for Schuster right now. Does Schuster fight through this, do you think, and just become automatic? Or is he going to have problems now? Because let's be real, Antonio Brown was getting double teamed a lot and stuff, right? So he's the number two guy is always in a better position until the number one guy's gone and you're the number one guy. Is Schuster being overvalued at six?
I think he is. I won't have Smooth Schuster on any team. I'm not taking him in the second round, and that's where he's going. I'm in the Scott Fishbowl now, and I've checked all the other divisions. He's gone to second round every league. His ADP, second round. Even some first rounds I've seen him go in. And I think, Gabe, you just said it. You can't tell me that you lose Antonio Brown and Smith-Schuster is just going to slide in there and do what everything Brown does. He needs a secondary receiver to take some of that heat off, Washington to step up. Not only is he going to face double teams, but he's also going to face the number one cornerback, something he never faced last year. That number one cornerback was always up against Brown. Defenses were game planning to stop Brown. Smith-Schuster, I don't want to say he was an afterthought. He's a very good wide receiver. But they were worried about Brown more than Smith-Schuster. Now they're worried about Smith-Schuster. And he may be the number one thing they're worried about on this whole team. I think James Conner is a very good running back, but he's once again not Le'Veon Bell. They're going to worry about stopping Smith-Schuster. I won't have him in the second round in any league.
All right, you know who I like, Gabe? On the other side.
I'll save it for the other side. I got a guy who's there who's going to do a lot better than they're projecting.
Music's playing, Cam.
Mike Evans.
Just gave it away.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, I thought, no, I said music's playing. I can't.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, we've only got a couple of minutes here. Cam had a guy that he wanted to share that he thinks is going too low. Mike Evans. Yeah, Mike Evans, Cam. So, tell us about Mike Evans.
Well, I'll tell you a lot about Mike Evans. He's in a great situation in Tampa Bay. I'll tell you, Bruce Arians likes to air it out. One other thing, Tampa Bay playing from behind a lot. Extra yards in those garbage time yards. He's great in the red zone. I just think you have Schuster ranked 6 and Evans ranked 7. I'd take Evans over Schuster any day of the week. That's a no-brainer to me.
That,
I think he's going to have a huge year.
What about that schedule of them playing 2 straight months on the road?
Doesn't mean they're not going to score points, Gabe. That's the thing, right? And I like sometimes taking receivers on those teams that are down. I think Winston's going to have a good fantasy year for yards, and I think Mike Evans. I think I'm going to play on Tampa Bay, guys, because they're going to be throwing it all over the yard.
All right, Mike Evans. So, George, with you, who's someone that you think is going a little bit too low that could produce? What about Amari Cooper? You know, Dallas Cowboys, your Cowboys here. Amari Cooper, I see, is the 12th ranked wide receiver. Is that too low for Cooper?
Well, you know, I mentioned the Scott Fishbowl with Amari Cooper. I waited on wide receivers. So my first wide receiver, I had a choice. Adam Thielen, Cooper, Julian Edelman, and I think it was those three I was choosing from. Edelman, good PPR guy, so I gave him a lot of thought there. Thielen is sort of the same as Edelman, but he catches more touchdowns than Edelman. So that's why I had him over that. So it's Thielen or Cooper. And the reason I didn't go with Cooper is this. Dallas is still going to try to win the games by playing defense and Ezekiel Elliott controlling the clock. They'll have a better passing game with Cooper this year. They have the full season. He's in mini camps and practices, so they'll use him much more. But they're not going to throw the ball up and down the field 30, 40 times a game. They're just not going to do that. You know, so that's why I did not take Amari Cooper there. I think he has a very good season, but I think he's more of a top wide receiver 2 than a low-end wide receiver 1.
I think Chris Godwin is going to be a nice DFS player.
Love him.
Yeah, but Chris Godwin's flying under the radar. He's going to have a big year, this guy. I'll be looking to draft Chris Godwin. I got a couple other names that catch my eye. Kyler Murray, I think, is going way too late. Talk about playing from behind. He's going to put up some massive numbers this game, win or lose. George Kurtz. Thanks, George.
Be good, guys.
Thanks, George.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart, your Fantasy Sports Radio News Update.
on this course is considering his reported two-year, $20 million deal with the Spurs. This, according to ESPN, the 29-year-old contemplating signing with the New York Knicks instead, as they have additional cap space to spare. Morris averaging 13.9 points a game and 6.1 boards and 1.4 blocks per contest across 75 games with the Boston Celtics. Still with the NBA, the Orlando Magic are going to hold out center Mo Bamba for the rest of the NBA Summer League due to general soreness. The 20-year-old missed nearly half of his rookie year due to a leg fracture. He averaged just over 6 points and 5 boards in 47 games last season. The Houston Texans aren't expected to reach an agreement with Jadeveon Clowney before the July 15th deadline to sign franchise tag players to long-term deals. Clowney is expected to miss a huge chunk of training camp, but says no regular season games. The 26-year-old is coming off his third straight Pro Bowl season with 47 tackles and 9 sacks in 15 games. New story here, Tyreek Hill denied abuse in a new audio conversation with his fiance. We'll stay on top of this story, but Tyreek Hill saying no. Let's hope tonight's All-Star game was as good as the Derby last night. Tonight, the American League minus 125 versus the National League. They sit in at plus 115. Run line, NL plus 1.5, minus 180. American League minus 1.5, plus 160. Total in the All-Star game, 8.5. Justin Verlander gets the call for the American League, and Ryu gets the start for the NL, first ever Korean-born pitcher to start an All-Star game. Only two of the last 11 All-Star games have gone over the total, and last year's 8-6 win for the AL marked the first time since 2005 in which double-digit runs were scored. The AL has won 6 straight. Game time just after 7:30 from Progressive Field in Cleveland. We have updated MLB futures, too. The New York Yankees, they're plus 350 to win all. Dodgers, favorites right now at 3-1. Next up, the Houston Astros, 4-1. The Braves and Twins both listed at 9-1 to win the World Series. They round out the top five. Mike Trout, the favorite to win AL MVP, minus 200. Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, plus 100 to win the NL MVP this year. He opened up the season at 28-1. Verlander, the favorite for the AL Cy Young, plus 180. And Max Scherzer, the top choice in the National League at plus 125 on DraftKings. The baseballs are not juiced. That's the word from MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. Manfred responding to players who think the league is juicing balls. Manfred is alarmed by the amount of home runs in baseball this year. A total of 1,142 homers were hit in June, setting a single-month record, besting the previous mark set in May of 1,135 dingers. He added, baseball's owners are not necessarily happy with the increased homers. They're actually concerned for the state of the game. Too many home runs. MLBPA head Tony Clark disagrees with Manfred, stating he believes the ball suddenly changed. He just didn't know why. Former Major League outfielder David Segui believes the juice is worth the squeeze when it comes to performing enhancing drugs, and he doesn't think PED use is simply a matter of right or wrong. Players are suspended if caught using a bad substance, but teams cannot currently void contracts because of it. Segui says this leads to players believing the chance to improve is well worth the risk of punishment. At Wimbledon, Serena Williams pushed to 3 sets on center court before beating fellow American upstart Allison Risky 6-4, 4-6, 6-3 the final. She advances, Williams seeking an 8th Wimbledon title and 24th Grand Slam victory, while Risky was playing in her first quarterfinal at a major tournament. In other action, Simona Halep reached the Wimbledon semis after beating China's Zhang Shuai 7-6, 6-1. Barbara Strykova won her first Grand Slam semi after upsetting Joanna Konta 7-6, 6-1. And Alina Svitolina came back down from 2 sets to beat Carolina Muchova 7-5, 6-4. It was the tightest match of the day. She reaches her first Grand Slam semi. So the women's semis are set. Serena Williams, minus 400 versus Barbara Strykova. And Simona Halep, minus 200 versus Alina Svitolina. She stands at plus 180 to move on. Men's quarter set for tomorrow morning. Roberto Bautista Agut. Wow, these tennis names, man, they're killing me. Minus 500 versus Guido Pella. Pella plus 350. Novak Djokovic takes on David Goffin. That one's easier. Joker minus 2,000. Goffin at 10-1 pooch. Roger Federer battles Kai Nishikori. Federer minus 900. Nishikori plus 550. And Rafa Nadal takes on Sam Querrey of the United States. Nadal minus 1,000. Querrey plus 600. In the NHL, the 2019 crop of arbitration eligible restricted free agents had their hearings today. The big one, Jordan Binnington of the St. Louis Blues. He's slated to have his hearing on July 20th if the Stanley Cup champs don't get a deal done before that. The Colorado Avalanche assigned Jared Bednar, their head coach, to a 2-year extension. It'll keep him behind the bench through 2021-22. The 48-year-old helped the Avs to a 38-30-14 record. Great stuff. They reached the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Las Vegas Golden Knights penning goalie Malcolm Subban to a 1-year, $850,000 deal today. 25-year-old played in 21 games.
with a 2.93 goals against and 902 save percentage. The Blackhawks have signed third overall pick Kirby Dach to an entry-level deal. In Chicago, they've traded blue liner Henry Jokajaru to Buffalo for forward Alex Nylander. 8 games in the summer league today. Next game off the dock at 6:05, tipping off now. Portland -4 versus the Utah Jazz. Total 169. I'm Cam Stewart, and host Gabe Morenti and I will go through the betting board. We got the Home Run Derby tonight, a little summer league basketball, and everything in between. So stick around. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up now.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game Time Decisions.
All right, level 2 of 2. Let's do this thing. The countdown to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is on. Tomorrow's Game Time Decisions. That should be pretty interesting, Cam. What are we betting on tomorrow night? You're betting on Scottish golf?
Yeah, I'm going to have to give you some matchups so you can have some action at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, the Scottish Open from Stuart Castle, spelt the other way, S-T-U, not my last name, but a great lead up to the Open Championship that's in Northern Ireland this year, and the PGA's John Deere on Thursday, Gabe. But you're right, we might have to dip into WNBA waters.
And you know what? My phone... I didn't have my charger or whatever, but I just turned my phone on before, and I saw a missed text message from Richard Garner. And
really?
Garner said, you're not going to believe this. He said, hey, Gabe, if you want, I'll check in from the British Open next week. I'll be there.
So amazing.
Yeah, Garner will be on location, except Garner has bad cell phone coverage where we have him on when he's in Toronto. So I don't know how this is going to go in Northern Ireland.
If he's going to go all the way to Royal Portrush, we got to give him a shot, though.
Well, it's Northern Ireland, actually, right? I don't know what the hell he's doing. Why he's there, how he's there, whatever. But Garner's going to be there. But tonight, and no MLS soccer until Friday. There'll be NBA Summer League stuff tomorrow to hit.
CFL on Thursday. Baseball's back on Thursday, 1 game. But you're right. Ugh. Slim pickings for the next 48 hours. Very slim.
CFL football. No lines out yet for some reason on the games this week, huh?
I saw one. I thought the Edmonton line was there, but I'll double check. Edmonton BC had, I thought, posted a line. But I'm double checking right now, see what we got here.
No.
That's the Thursday night game? Nothing?
I'm looking at a couple of books.
Huh. I'm seeing none on Strange. Mr. Green. Let me go to another one. I can go to another one. Yeah.
No, FanDuel doesn't have them up either. There's no CFL line, though.
Weird.
Yeah, little bit strange. So, Jesse just sent an interesting tweet here. It says, last time that the All-Star game was in Cleveland, there were 11 future Hall of Famers in the game. They're pretty stacked. Like, so... You know, Tony Gwynn, Barry Bonds not even in the Hall of Fame. 11 future Hall of Famers. Looking at tonight's lineup, Cam, there's a lot of Hall of Famers, bro.
Damn right.
Let's take a look on the other side. Like, Verlander's a Hall of Famer. Kershaw's a Hall of Famer. Mike Trout's a Hall of Famer. Who else is, like, automatic? There's more automatic here.
Bellinger's going to be one.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, we got Major League Baseball All-Star Game here this evening as the National League looks to snap the American League's run of 6 straight victories. Been very dominant by the American League. 6 straight wins, 18-4 in the last 22, 24-6 in the last 30. But both me, Cam, and George Kurtz all tell you to take the National League this evening.
due to that pitching. The total is a debate. We'll get into the MVPs before we're done, and it's a good point that Cam raises. You're getting some pretty big odds here, man, with a lot of ball players that are like 25-1, 30-1, 35-1, 40-1, and there's only really like 10 of them or something that could win. You know what I mean? And 15 of them.
I'd say about 20. I'd say about 20 toss, but it's not like, as I mentioned, you know, the golf analogy.
You're getting golf odds, but it's much smaller guys in a field.
Yes. You have 126 players, and guys are winning as Monday qualifiers now. Now you're getting quality baseball players at 30 and 40-1 and stuff, man. It's actually really good. You do the math. There's some much value out there in the MVP betting.
Yeah, you can put $5-$10 on them. Just sprinkle a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Spread it around.
We are 1-0 in the NBA Summer League today as we took Croatia plus the points against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they ended up blowing the lead, but they covered the number. They lost by 8. We were getting 14. We got a bunch of Summer League games on tap this evening. Let's bring Big Man on campus in right now, see what he's taking a look at tonight. What's going on, Big Man? NBA Summer League action tonight. I know you're not playing the All-Star game, so what are you looking at tonight in the NBA Summer League?
Doing good, guys. Good to be on with you. I definitely like the Knicks tonight. I like them a lot. I was kind of surprised that they've started out 0-2. They obviously had that weird game with the earthquake. But, you know, I was really high on them, and a lot of people were. They were the favorite to win this tournament before it started. They have a lot of veteran players. They have a good mix of that young group with Barrett and Brzdikas. And, you know, it's been an odd start for them. But they're playing Toronto tonight. I bet against Toronto last night, and they lost. They almost came back. They were down 26 with 9 to go and almost came back to win the game. Spurs ended up covering. But Toronto's playing as many games as in many nights. I think they're playing three straight games tonight. They're going to be tired. They're not a good team to begin with. They don't have a ton of young talent, really. You know, a lot of their guys are kind of on the team already. They have a few guys, but I expect some rest from them tonight. Knicks didn't play last night. I'd expect a full group from them. They need a win. A lot of these 5 to 7 point favorites have been getting the job done. I like the Knicks tonight. I think they get their first Summer League win behind a couple starters in there. I expect, you know, Kevin Knox, Mitchell Robinson, one of those guys. And then obviously Barrett should play better. He's not been good. And Brzdikas is off a huge game. So I think the Knicks have the lead tonight. I think they hold it finally. They've blown leads in both games to start this Summer League. So I think they finish one out tonight and win by double digits.
Great breakdown, and I agree with pretty much everything you stated. Yeah, well, the Knicks had a lot of leads in the regular season, too, Big Man, and lost, too. It's a good point, though. I mean, you've got Knox there. You've got Robinson there. And, you know, the real good thing is, too, Brzdikas and R.J. Barrett, both Canadian, right? Sure. And they're both fired up to play the Raptors, even though it's the Summer League. R.J. Barrett needs to step it up. He'll be fine, but Brzdikas goes off the other night for 30 and steals the show. Almost like that Kuzma Lonzo Ball stuff. Like, people are already trying to build that narrative about the late steal. But it's a good point. The Raptors don't have a great Summer League roster this year. Like, all the talent that they've cultivated sort of has arrived. You know what I mean? They just won. Like, they all their guys. And I noticed that last night too. Like, they didn't play well in their first game, the Raptors, in a Summer League. And then last night, they were getting freaking drilled. Like Big Man said, Cam, they were down like 75 to 47 or 45 or whatever the hell it was. They ended up only losing 95-90. They went on a late run. It's kind of tough getting back to the gym here tonight against the rest of the team who want to get this. The Knicks are under a lot of pressure, actually, here. People are paying attention to them. Yeah, like, they got to perform.
As I said also, I mean, the Raptors are down 26 with 9 minutes to go. They cut it to 3 with 15 seconds to go and actually had a shot to win the game that bounced off. I think Jordan Lloyd bounced a shot off the back of the rim. But, I mean, the Spurs completely mailed it in. I mean, they almost blew the cover. They ended up getting it by half a point. But, yeah, that's a great point as well. I mean, you have these young guys, and they're trying to make a team. You don't have a ton of guys that are NBA ready. They're trying to grind. They're trying to make a team. And, you know, come back back-to-back and try to win tonight against a team that's really good. They've really just not finished games. I think this is the best play on the board. This isn't a great card tonight from Summer League. I've liked last night's card, and I like tomorrow's card a bit more. But I think that's a good one. I also like the Kings tonight. This Rockets team is another bad team. They were a group that – I had three teams that I wanted to fade coming into the Summer League. The Rockets, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then Toronto. Houston doesn't have a lot of talent on this group. The Kings are actually really solid. They're another good group of really young players as well as kind of the veterans as well. You have Caleb Swanigan, you have Thomas Robinson, guys, Hollis Thompson, guys that have played in this league. You look at this Rockets team. I'm not sure that there's an NBA player on this team outside of maybe, one or two guys. I like the Kings laying two. I also do kind of like the Clippers as well tonight. The Clippers are getting points against the Wizards. The Wizards are another group that I targeted that you're really outside of Rui Hachimura and one or two others. They don't have a lot of talent either. The Clippers have shown kind of some moxie kind of coming into this tournament. Obviously, they have a really good team, and there's not a lot of guys that are going to make that team just because of how good they are. But Mufundu Cabangele is a guy out of Florida State that has had a great start to the Summer League. I expect him to be on that roster and to be a good depth player. They also have some solid players as well, like Terrence Mann, that I just think are kind of on another level of this tournament. There are Summer League guys that guys won't make the league. They're possibly not even European players. They're just really getting run on. And then there are guys that can make rosters and actually are really solid players. So I kind of tend to focus on teams that have a lot of those guys. I think the Kings are a team that has it, the Knicks, and even the Clippers.
Looking at the total, guys, it's been a lot of high-scoring games, Cam, in the NBA Summer League. All going over, but it's played to the over more than the under.
Well, the point that I was going to say, Gabe, is if you like the Knicks, I've seen the line open. It's up 6.5 now in my book. It's the highest spread of the total. The money line is -245. I was going to ask you guys if we like the Knicks and don't want to screw around with the spread and maybe do a parlay to plus money, who would you parlay it with there, big man?
Get a summer league parlay. Money line.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, you want to lay 6.5?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm laying 6.5 with confidence. I think they would. I would lay 8.5, frankly. I think they win really? By double digits. I think they're a much better team than Toronto. This is one of those spots in basketball in general that I think you have to play. It's just you're getting a beaten team on a back-to-back with limited talent as it is. I mean, unless the Knicks have completely melded in and they're just like, oh, we're 0-2. We're probably not going to win anyway. But if they lose tonight, they're good as out, basically. So, I mean, stranger things have happened. It is the Knicks, but I think we get a pretty solid team from them tonight. And I think they have a good enough young group that we should see them get it done. A team that I would parlay it with, I mean, I'm honestly quite happy with the Kings. I mean, it's not a big number. I mean, you can you're only going to lay 130-ish, but they're a way better team than the Rockets. Unless the Rockets get incredibly hot or the Kings just mail it in and throw no one out there. They're a team that I think can win this tournament. So I think they're going to continue to play at a high level. I think Boston, guys, tonight comes out with very few guys kind of contributing. They're 2-0 so far. They've gotten going and they're running. It's really a question of, do the Celtics bring out a roster to just kind of put the nail in the coffin? They've been playing really well. This is a back-to-back. You might expect them to have some rest. I think the Nuggets are a live dog as well.
Big man on campus. You can follow him on Twitter, @JeffDadu, a.k.a. Big Man on Campus on Twitter. Best of luck tonight. Thanks for the breakdown of the NBA Summer League. Also, the nicknames have been really high scoring, too. Put up 205 points for the Suns the other night. Big Man on Campus.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
guys are serious about fantasy football, it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts provide dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com.
Fantasy football is right around the corner. I look forward to it. Enjoy talking a little fantasy football with you and George Kurtz. And guys were firing off names in the chat as far as different sleepers. You know, you brought up Mike Evans. Mike Evans, not a sleeper, but a guy that you like. But here's, I don't know if this guy's a sleeper, but actually they're sort of ranked back-to-back here in the same tier. And I'm talking about Kerryon Johnson of the Detroit Lions and Josh Jacobs of the Raiders. And, you know, I see that Josh Jacobs isn't under contract yet. Obviously, that's somewhat of a concern, but I got to believe they're going to be able to figure this out and get it done. But Gruden's not shy to give a rookie the football a lot. And there's not a lot of competition there. They drafted Jacobs to use him. And I think Jacobs could be a nice late steal for people. And I don't like Matt Patricia. I don't think he's a good coach. But I do believe that he is committed to running the ball more. And I do think Kerryon Johnson will get an opportunity to get some touches. And I think the kid's pretty freaking good, actually. No one's really talking about this kid, but he's a good player, Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Gabe. You know, most of the rankings have him anywhere between, like, 16 and 20. I think I'd rank him a little bit higher, but the problem is Matt Patricia. You have a very good pounding back from Auburn and a guy that could get stronger as the game goes, but they still got C.J. Anderson's in the mix now, Theo Riddick, you know, all these other guys. That's the problem with Patricia. It's like he wants to be the smartest guy in the room. I think they utilize Kerryon Johnson very poorly, and it's going to be up to him probably to get off to a good start in games, you know, break a few early. And the guy averages 5.4 yards a carry. It's fifth best in the league. You know, he catches balls. Patricia's the problem. It's not Kerryon Johnson. Use this guy because you're right. He could be an absolute stud. I'm going to look him. I'm definitely looking to draft him this year in multiple leagues.
One guy that I always think is overrated every year is Aaron Jones. And I see Aaron Jones is ranked ahead of Derrick Henry. I'll take Derrick Henry over Aaron Jones. I think, look, Derrick Henry really showed us something in the second half of the season last year, Cam. Pretty much on a game-by-game basis, and we know Tennessee are going to pound the rock, all right? And pretty much on a game-by-game basis, he was good for, like, one big run. Like, it sort of became his thing, you know? And, you know, he had the monster run for the touchdown. He had a bunch of, like, 20-yard, 30-yard-plus runs over the second half of the season. I think Derrick Henry's flying under the radar a little bit. Like, I see people are liking Leonard Fournette again somehow. I don't like Leonard Fournette. I'll never like this guy. I'd rather Derrick Henry than Leonard Fournette. I'd rather Derrick Henry than Aaron Jones. I'd rather you get Damian Williams, interesting, with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, like Marlon Mack. I know you and I have liked Mack in the real world, so to speak, Cam, but I don't think Marlon Mack should be ranked four spots ahead of Derrick Henry. I'd rather Derrick Henry than Mack.
The thing about Mack is, like, he's kind of like, you know, as the main option in Indianapolis, he gets a lot of touchdowns. That's the thing, right? His touchdowns were pretty good last year, and he was also hurt. Take a look at that. So the guy still had 9 touchdowns, and he was banged up. As for Derrick Henry, Gabe, I agree. He did most of his damage at the end of the year, but the problem is he's got to get off to a good start. He's kind of like that bowling ball because he's so big and tough, he'll wear you down. I would like to see Tennessee utilize him a lot more earlier on in the season and get the confidence up, right? So, yeah, he's a touchdown machine, but if we can get more consistent carries, that would be fantastic, but I'm with you. I think Leonard Fournette's ranked too high. Even Devonta Freeman, you know, I think they might run some other guys there. I like Dalvin Cook. That's the one guy. I think Dalvin Cook in Minnesota, I think it's going to be a huge year for Minnesota. I think they win that. Everyone's talking about Green Bay and talking about Chicago. I think the Vikings actually come back and have a real strong season. I think Dalvin Cook, especially catching balls out of the backfield, Gabe, he's going to be a monster in PPR.
I think there's some value with Dalvin Cook where he is. Injuries are always a concern with Dalvin Cook. Health is the problem.
It is
there.
A problem.
But I agree. I mean, to me, I mean, Todd Gurley's hard to trust with the health situation.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb's really good, but they're going to throw the ball a lot in Cleveland, I would imagine. You know, Joe Mixon going to stay healthy? If he does, he's a hell of a running back. But
I agree. And the thing about Joe Mixon is he's a good guy to draft because Cincinnati won't do anything else. Like, I don't know, when I look at their offense, they're so bad. They're putrid. Like, you know, A.J. Green is like the only guy there. They're going to be a tough team to deal with, but Joe Mixon's the only game in town. That's why he's ranked so high. There's no other guy who gets touches.
I'm not taking him. Like, Joe Mixon's after Le'Veon Bell. Would you rather Mixon or Le'Veon Bell? I'm taking Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah,
Bell's being undervalued, bro.
But you know
what? They just gave Le'Veon Bell $1 trillion. They didn't give him all this money not to run his ass into the ground, man.
Oh, throw the ball way more than Mixon. But I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather have Mixon over James Conner. I think James Conner's running way too high.
I sort of I hear what you're saying, but the one thing is the Pittsburgh system, man. Whoever's there just puts numbers up.
Yeah, it's very true.
D'Angelo Williams, Le'Veon Bell, Connor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if Connor's going to stay healthy for a whole year, but we'll see. Yeah, it's a very interesting year. I'm with you on Le'Veon Bell, though. I think he's underranked in a lot of drafts.
Look, I'll gladly have Le'Veon Bell on one of my fantasy football team, especially if I get him in a nice spot. All right, so as far as the All-Star game tonight, no movement here. American League's -116. National League is +102. Yeah, the total is 8.5. Talking about the MVP. So if we think the National League is going to win, obviously, so we sort of, you know, it's process of elimination here. Christian Yelich, a lot of love for Christian Yelich. I guess because he's batting leadoff, they think he's going to get a couple of extra at-bats. You know, he took himself out of the home run derby. For me, Cam, it just sort of seems like it's Cody Bellinger's year. I don't know. Like, everything's going his way. Like, would it shock you if Cody Bellinger was the MVP tonight?
No. That's why, as I mentioned before, we're going to bet multiple guys. I like Bellinger. The one thing with Bellinger, too, you can count on the home run, big home run swing to change the game. Why I like Freeman, he's a very clutch hitter. He loves knocking in RBIs. He's good in big situations. That's why I think at 20-1 is a great price. And, you know,
FanDuel
has a baseball
28-1.
What, for who? Freeman? 28-1? Oh my God. I'd put $20 on that, man. That's like $560. Isn't it? That's maybe even more. I think it's $560. Just a meanie, yes. That sounds like pretty good to me.
Let's see. Let me find the MVP.
I got to go get some more MVP odds here, too. It's those are good numbers you got there.
I don't see any at Bet365.
I don't either. These guys are sleeping at the wheel. I got to be honest with you. I'm very mad at that lately with the old Mr. Green, you know? The golf odds have been kind of shittier. Like, you know, it's like, that's what
their total is 9. It's not even 8.5. It's 9.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to tell you that right after my update. I refreshed it. It went up to 9. Yeah. It can't tell you if you like the over. So, yeah, these guys. Hello, Gabe. I tell you, I know you're going to bet on the over. We know your tendencies. We know you're
bad.
Yeah. It's like, Mr. Stewart, I know how you love to bet those live golfers. Yeah. You jack down the odds, you jerks. Anyway, got to shop around. Shop around.
Plus one. Shop around. Shop.
Shop around. Shop. Shop. Shop.
All right. How about this one? I was talking about this earlier in the day with Ranieri. I'm going with a run in the first inning. Yes.
I kind of like that, too. I usually don't play those run in the first inning bets. I know they're a degenerate's delight during the regular season. You love you. Run
All-Star
in the first
game.
Inning, you're just sitting there. Yeah. The All-Star game, it's a little bit different. I'm with you. I do believe there will be a run in the first inning, too. What is it? The plus money? Is it? What is it? Plus what?
It's -120, yes.
-120? Oh, I was thinking it'd be +130 or something. I don't know. Yeah, I still like it, though, but that feels like a real fish job there. There's a throw it out.
Yeah, but
I don't want to lay juice.
Oh, God. God.
That's tough.
What it is. I don't set the numbers, Cam. I just report them.
Yeah, I get it. I know. I've seen it. That's not a good number. Not a good number at all.
What other props we got here? Anything in the first five?
Yeah, let's take a look at the first five here.
Total's four and a half in the first five.
So, yeah, five innings. Got, yeah, so the over-under, four and a half.
Alternate run
four, rate. Four and a half for five innings, betting four and a half, minus 125, run line. So the American League minus, yeah, so it's basically the same, minus 125. Meh. I'm on the National League. I, you know what? I'm not even going to do first five. I just like them for the game.
Total like hits is 17 and a half. 17 and a half hits.
It's a lot of hits.
I'll pass on that. I won't get too
clear. Yeah, no, that's not a good. That's, yeah, that's not cool.
How many? I want to look up All-Star. I want to see how many there were last year. Although, last year the game went to 10 innings, though, so it's kind of a little bit.
It was also 8-6, so I'd have to believe there will be way more than 17 hits. 8-6 final, 14 runs.
There were 20 hits last year.
Correct. Yeah, and that's in an 8-6 game. Interesting.
They're reeling us in. I'm going to pass on the total hits.
National League winning by four or more runs plus 350. I need more.
Not enough odds. Yeah, I know. I was looking National League minus 2.5, like plus 365.
Mr. Green, what are you doing to me?
They're squeezing us.
Oh, they're squeezing me hard.
They're Mr. Green. It's like Oscar the Grouch Green camp.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, great job, Jay. Level two, winding down. We're talking Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Both me and Cam are both on the National League. I'm going to go with the over. I'm going National League. I'm going with the over. I'm going to go with Cody Bellinger as MVP. I'll jump on the Freddie Freeman at those fat odds. And you know, a third MVP. You know, if you mix in someone on the American League, not a lot of value in Mike Trout, but he is Mike Trout, and he has won twice before at plus 950. But to be honest with you, Cam, I won't be able to get the MVP pick in anyways. It's got to be Yapik, Mr. Green. We just can't find it.
No, it's not. I've searched every category. I know their little sidebars and all the other things where they hide things. Like, trust me, it gives me a headache. I got to get reading glasses with these guys. But I'll tell you, it's not there. Like, I've scoured it, and I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe they'll pop it up before game time. They should, but...
Yeah, in-game stuff, pretty annoying. They've got game props up for the SoftBank Hawk Reserves versus the Oryx Buffalo Reserve. Like,
yeah, I know.
You don't have MVP props up for the freaking All-Star game?
I know.
Yeah, you know, it's like that GIF with Fry from Futurama. Take my money.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be pissed.
I don't know what these
Cody
guys are
Bellinger
doing.
Win.
Oh, yeah. No, if they, Freddie Freeman wins at like 25-1, and yeah, it's going to be there. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're just reposting, but no, I'm on the props. I've got everything. They got everything. First innings winner, first home runs, run to the first inning, like everything. Alternate total three way. Like, I can't find MVP. You're right. They got the Hickory Crawdaddies versus Lakewood Blue Claws, Lancaster Jethawks versus Inland Empire 66ers, Augusta Green Jackets versus the Columbia Fireflies. Amazing names. Wow.
The Augusta Green Jackets.
That's so good. The Augusta Green Jackets.
Here's a real degenerate bet.
Amarillo, listen to this one, Gabe. The Amarillo Sod Poodles versus Midland Rockhounds. Sod Poodle, like a dog that rolls in the mud. Wow, that's they're really dipping deep. Sod poodles.
The sod poodle.
What the hell's a sod poodle?
It's the new thing. In, yeah.
in minor league baseball is to like have like the craziest name to try to you sell merchandise and stuff this way.
It's working.
No, it does. Cat is
in action tonight. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are playing the Mobile Alabama Bay Bears. Yeah, lots of.
I wanted to get actually when I was in Vegas, I saw the Las Vegas AAA team. Really nice hat, actually. I wanted to pick it up, but.
What are they? 60? What are these guys?
They were the Area 51s.
Yeah, Area 51s. They got a new name now?
Yeah, I think they have a real name now.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think they thought that the Area 51s is a little cheesy. Las Vegas. What is there?
No, I think it's like 50. Las Vegas 51s. That's what it says. Las Vegas Aviators. Aviators. The Aviators.
See, but look, so they went. Look, they went to the Aviators, but they still have an alien.
I know. That's great.
So, National League, run in the first inning and the over. I think the game's going to go over the number. I think we get there.
On one of my books, he's 25-1. That's amazing. What was he at FanDuel, you said? He was 28? Wow, that's even better.
28-1. Matt Chapman's 31-1.
Your boy Bellinger. I got Bellinger. I found him at 12, so that's pretty good for Bellinger, too. I'm going to have three bets. Just me, you, and Kurtz's guys, three-pack. Freeman at 25, Baez at 20, and Bellinger at 12. Not even going to do an American League bet, just all National League.
We mentioned there's no MLS soccer until later in the week because they're all returning from these tournaments. It's NBA Summer League tonight.
That's what I was going to ask you. Big Ben came up like, sorry, we didn't get into it. So the Knicks are -6.5 against the Raptors, total 176.
You know what I'm worried about, Cam, there? The Knicks will win by six. They're going to win by five or six.
Why do you think I asked Big Ben that question? Like, he's like, oh, I'm comfortable laying 6.5. It's a damn Summer League game. You got to win by 7 or more. It's not a very comfortable number, to be honest with you. Sure, they could cover, but it's a lot. That's what I was saying. Like, what other teams do you like?
You're better off. It's sort of like we talk about, screw the teaser, just lay the points.
Yeah.
It's one of these deals. There's no lock in this Summer League stuff. How can we sit here and tell anyone any of this is a lock? Listen, I thought Croatia was good. Croatia was good because it's a national team. It's different.
Yeah.
Right? Like last night, China won. Like, that slipped past me last night. That got through the goalpost, Cam, 5-hole. I would have been on Team China last night.
For sure.
And I knew. I told people this morning on the morning after, I said, guys, Croatia's way better than China, and China's beating Phoenix. You know what I mean? Like, dude, 14 points. Like, if the real Oklahoma City Thunder played Team Croatia, what would the line be? -17? -20? And they would lose.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, I'd take the +20.
So would I.
You know, so they did +14 in the Summer League, and they nearly won outright. China did win outright last night. Like, the national teams are the way to go. Listen, Big Man raised some good points here. Like, the thing is, the Knicks are loaded. Mitchell Robinson's a stud. He's in the Summer League. They got Kevin Knox playing. RJ Barrett has struggled. He scored 8 points the other night. You know he's going to be fired up tonight because it's against the Raptors, even though it's a Summer League. Brzezinski is Canadian as well. He's all fired up. He dropped 30 the other night. He's making a name for himself. The Raptors Summer League roster is freaking like it's. They picked up guys like from Jane and Finch type thing. You know what I mean? They went to Rexdale Park. Like, hey, you want to play in Vegas this summer?
Hey, you're like, a pretty good street ball player. Come on in. Yeah. Come join the club. Yeah, exactly. It's not working.
Yeah. So and a good point. Like, the Knicks have been off. The Knicks game got cut short on Friday due to the earthquake. They played on Monday. They've been off. They played Sunday night. They've been off. They didn't play last night. The Raptors have played back-to-back games. And last night, they really put the pedal to the metal trying to come back as well. They went on a big run. Now, you could argue it continues, but the Knicks are the better team. There's a reason why they're 6.5-point favorite tonight. I'm just worried about it. I'm going to lay the 6.5. And I'm going to go over the number, man. The Knicks have been playing track meets, Cam. Like, the other night against Phoenix, they put up 205 points, bro.
Yeah. It's a lot of points. I really like, you know what? When you're talking about capping from a situational standpoint, the Knicks should be able to kill the Raptors still. Covering 7 points is a lot, Gabe. That's all. So the way I look at it is, if you don't want to lay the 6.5, but you bring up a good point too. I can't find a dance partner with these guys, right? I can't just put in the National League at plus 105. Like, there's no other game that you go, okay, just win.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. Points. All right, let's see. What does that pay?
Oh, I bet it pays good. If you do Knicks and National League, it'll pay probably very good because they're NL's a dog. Let's take a look. So Knicks money line. And Rab and National League. It pays
+188.
Yeah, that's not bad. I thought it was going to be about +210 actually. 188. Yeah, that's good. It's good. Anyway, you want it in? I got the parlay on your account. You want like 10, 20 bucks on it just for shits and giggles?
Yeah, for 25. 25.
25? You got Knicks money line and National League parlay. Done. Yeah, pay 70, 72, 16. Done. Might as well give me your other bets too. You like the National League while we're here?
Chipping away here. Okay. Go 50 on the National.
Yeah.
What do I have? How much do I have there? A lot of hosts do this over the air. We're open. We're open for business here.
We're open about it. We both got accounts here. I cashed out 600 after my golf. I still got.
What do I have like right now?
You got 400 and sorry, I got to refresh it because you made the bet. What do you got here? 130.81.
How much?
130.81.
That's it?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me go through your bets.
Should be more than that.
Yeah. Oh Christ. Okay. I got to wire you some money, Gabe. I played some bets on your account.
We mixed up the.
I got to do the math. Oh my god. I owe you like $300. Sorry, I gotta do the math here. I got my golf bets on your site now. Both on the same account. Oh my god, you got Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa. Like what do I do?
I'm like $130. I'm like, I won. Come on, like
so no, I gotta do the math. So anyway, your bets are in for 75 there. All the rest of your account is me. 5, 10, okay, 15, 20, 25, 45, 65. Oh my god. Help me. What do I do? Like what do I like they're all in your account now. Save those golf wins. You're gonna get rich, man. Those are some good bets.
Cam, I swear to God, I was going to pull the money out tonight after this game. That's why I'm chipping away here. All right, we'll figure it out. No panic.
Okay.
No panic.
That's so frustrating. You know how they do with the thing, too, with the thing keep logged in and whatever, right? So I'm just like, na-na-na-na. Yeah, I almost have to go. I hate to say it.
I just heard you say 4:30. You're like, oh, no, 1:30. Then you're like, shit.
I saw the number when I just played all my stuff on your account. Anyway, I owe you like $200-something. I'll do the math. I'll just wire you email transfer.
Yeah, just look. You can see unsettled bets of what you put in exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly. The question is now do I get to play the? Yeah, so I'll just write down those golf bets on your account. Then I guess they're whatever they're mine. Or I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, like you're gonna have to send me money now. If the golf wins, I send you money.
Like, I don't even know. And look what I got, though. I did so many stupid things. I did round robin parlays, Sacramento Kings, Knicks, Denver Nuggets, Sacramento Kings. Oh, my God. Two-team parlays. Yeah, I got a lot in there, Gabe. Sorry. I did a lot of clicking. I told
you
it's a lot.
So I have 150 left. Still a bet with you then, at least?
Yeah, let me refresh it. Yeah. So, yeah, you got $130 now with all your bets. But your National League bet, your Knicks National League parlay and the National League are in too, so $75
to put
are
another
in.
25 on the over on the baseball
double
game.
Checking. Yep. 9, 25. Okay.
Yeah.
Done. Yep. Done.
And we'll go 25 on the over of that that Knicks game.
Knicks game. Okay.
That'll be it.
176. Okay, we're good. Okie dokie. I got to work out all the math now, all the bets that I made on your thing. Like, anyway, I'll work it out tomorrow when they how you win or lose, where they have settled bets. It's just going to be a nightmare. I can't believe I just did that, dude. I played like golf stuff on your account.
You just clicked away. Like you got a million plays.
I just went ding, 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 ding. I'm just like, oh my God. Don't worry. I got to wire you the money. It's like, I'll go see.
Yeah, it's all good.
Shane's doppelganger tomorrow at the Shoppers Drug Mart. That'll be fun. Always a lineup there. What an idiot I am. I can't believe I just did that. Well, what are you going to do? That's what happens when you get two accounts. I'm going to have to go I'm gonna have to go get a deal with Pinnacle or Bodog or one of these other ones that I can play with, because Mr. Green's really pissing me. I told you, I can't see anymore. I'm
You know what, though? Next week, I'll be at FanDuel every night, right? So you won't have this problem either.
Yeah, that's a good point. You still might want to do some futures with it, but I'll have time. It's tough when we're doing the same stuff.
This is a disaster.
It is, actually. There's a lot of small bets. It's going to be a nightmare to deal with. Such an idiot.
All right, I'm on the National League, plus 105.
Yep,
NL, AL, over 8.5. Will there be a run in the first inning? Yes. National League and the Knicks are parlayed together. And I got the over in the Knicks game. What do you got, Cam?
Freeman 25-1, Baez 20, Bellinger 12-1, National League plus 105. Let's do it.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game time decisions.
Listen to this, though. I'll use this equation. You met my buddy Big Mike. He worked at PepsiCo, right? He used to work at the Pepsi factory. And you used to do that, too, when you're younger. Like, he told me, he got all the time. Like, they'd go home with gift bags, cases, vouchers, all sorts of stuff. So, and he's only making cola. So,
after you work at the Pepsi factory, which I did, you don't want to drink it after. It's one of those deals. Like,
okay. You want to see where it's
going? All right, well, bring George Kurtz in. One thing you'd like, I told you this. Instead of, like, water fountains, they have, like, free fountain soda in the hallway everywhere there.
I got to be honest with you. It kind of turns you
not
off.
Not bad, actually. Like, for lunch, though, you get a nice.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst. You want a refreshing Kurtz. Water. All you have is Pepsi. No. Screw it. Buy your
Seven
own
up.
Water.
Damn it up. Let's bring George Kurtz in. You did get a bottle a day to go with.
Nice.
George Kurtz, what's up, George?
You know, guys, as someone who pretty much lives on Pepsi, that last little bit is something I just did not need to hear.
I worked at a Pepsi place. The thing is, it was like a combination, George and Cam, of like a peep show and movie theater. Like every step you take, you know what I mean? Like you're sort of walking in like soda, whatever. Like everything's sticky, Cam, right?
Yeah,
it's just overwhelming. Like, you just smell the syrup. But the thing is, and it's kind of nasty. And then word of no lie, because I was just a dumb kid, right, getting paid, like, less than I should have. I used to go to those, like, workplaces where they just send you to work. So, wasn't really a Pepsi employee. I was just working there, you know what I mean, making less than people that did. And, I had the job of, like, pulling out the defective bottles. And the same thing, Cam, like, you know, cigarette butts, dead mouse. You know what I'm saying?
It's like that movie. What was it, Bob and Doug McKenzie, the hockey thing? The whole goal was that there was a rat in their beer and Strange Brew. The theme of the movie is to try to get free beer from the company and put a rat in their beer. Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right. So just quick update right now. We're on Croatia. Croatia plus 14. They're losing by 5 with 40 seconds left. And Oklahoma City has outscored 21-6 in the fourth quarter, a furious comeback to avoid an upset loss here to Croatia. I thought the Croats were getting too many points. China beat the Phoenix Suns last night. Like, come on, man. These are summer.
China.
Like I said on the show earlier today on the morning show, Cam, I don't know if I would lay 13.5 points with the real Oklahoma City Thunder against the Croatian national team, let alone the summer
league
team.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sportsnet and at FNTSY Radio.
And now I'm tweeting about you, bruh.